Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is taking over mediation in a dispute over presidential elections that have left over 500 people dead in Kenya after his predecessor failed to get President Mwai Kibaki and his rival to work out their differences. The AU mediator and president of Ghana, John Kufuor Kibaki, and the opposition leader Raila Odinga, agreed to work with a panel of eminent Africans led by Annan to resolve their differences over the December 27th elections and divisions in the country. Jesuit Father Elias Omondi is the director of the Hakimani Center in Nairobi. He says while Kenyans were hoping for a power-sharing agreement, they are counting on the new round of mediations.
Both the government and the opposition, the Orange Democratic Movement, have been taking very hard lines and making it really very difficult. The day that the president of Ghana, John Kufuor, arrived here, and he was meant to be the mediator, the president decided to name part of his cabinet. And part of the possibilities of this mediation process was that we were hoping that eventually they could agree on a kind of a formula of power sharing as a compromise. They have to sit down now. By the time Kofi Annan comes here and initiate the talks and all that, the situation will continue to be tense. And if the statement of John Kufuor is anything to go by, saying that both parties have agreed that dialogue is important and that security in the country is equally important and end to violence. But I'd like to see something a bit more. While these talks are yet to take place, I'd like to see the opposition come together with the government and tour some of the places that have been most affected and show a kind of a solidarity with those people. It's common that we are working on this thing. We haven't fully agreed, but we are asking you to live together as brothers and sisters and to allow the people who have been displaced to go back to their lands and repossess it. I think a show of this kind of solidarity will give much more hope